Navigating the American healthcare system is hard, especially if you didn't grow up here. In Walla Walla, one winery is helping vineyard workers tackle that challenge, and WPB's Susan Shane has the story.
It's a chilly fall morning in southeast Washington. Rows and rows of grapes give way to the Blue Mountains. Around a dozen vineyard workers grab hot cups of coffee or cinnamon tea. Then they lean against their cars and listen.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Itzel. Yo trabajo para Vital.
Itzel Cuevas Vázquez is a promotora de salud, or healthcare advocate. She visits vineyards during the harvest season, connecting workers to local resources. At this visit, she tells workers about a food bank, free dental and vision care, free vaccines.
I find it very rewarding that I am able to go out to them and not necessarily wait for them to come to me.
Cuevas Vázquez moved here from Mexico as a child. She spent time picking onions, apples, and grapes. She knows how exhausting it can be.
We always focused in work and getting things done.
Her family's priorities, she says, were food and shelter.
We would always put health last.
Cuevas Vázquez is one of three promotoras in the area. These positions were developed by Vital Wines, a nonprofit winery in Walla Walla. The positions are funded by partnerships between Vital and local healthcare organizations. Ashley Trout is Vital's founder. She was raised in a bilingual household, and she remembers helping her surrogate grandmother at doctor's appointments.
You know, as a kid, you want to get those moments right, but it's medical jargon and you're seven, right? So that really stuck with me.
Trout is a winemaker. She started Vital Wines in 2016. Trout works for free, and the winery relies on donations of nearly everything.
Grapes, corks, labels, wine bottles.
Along with grants, Vital uses sales from its tasting room and wine club to fund its programs. Those include free eye exams and eyeglasses for vineyard workers and their families, a fund that covers wages if workers get sick or injured, and the three promotoras. Trout eventually hopes to place promotoras in all of the state's wine regions. Washington's wine country brought in over $1 billion from tourism in 2022. That's according to the National Association of American Wineries.
And you just can't have that thriving industry resting on the backs of people whose basic needs aren't being met. That won't work, not in the short term and not in the long term.
That said, healthcare is complicated. And Vital faces many challenges, like the fact that most vineyard crews only work a few months of the year, that not all crew bosses or winery owners want workers taking breaks to learn about healthcare, that some workers are undocumented and may be wary of newcomers.
It's hard to get perfect strangers to trust us, especially with something as important and embarrassing and vulnerable as one's health.
But Trout would rather do something imperfectly than nothing at all. And back at the vineyard, many of the workers seem grateful for the information. That's Nicolas Lopez Perez. He says he's going to make a doctor's appointment. That's Juan Aguilar Alvaro. He says he's going to sign up for free food drops from a local nonprofit. Neither man knew about these services before. They say that navigating life in a different language and different country has been tough. And that such help is, well, vital. In Walla Walla, I'm Susan Shane.